You have a line to the superintendent of the Wisconsin State Patrol here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. What challenges do you see driving on our state highways? Are State Patrol troopers helping reduce speeders or impaired drivers in your community? Are you interested in becoming a state trooper? And what attracts you to this line of work? What questions do you have about the jobs of troopers? We're at 800-642-1234. Anthony Burrell is the superintendent of Wisconsin State Patrol. He was appointed by Governor Evers back in January of this year, and he served as a state trooper since 1990. Superintendent Tony Burrell, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you are hoping to expand diversity in your ranks with recruitment period coming up here in November. Roughly 90% of troopers are currently white men. What are your goals for increasing diversity?
Well, thank you for asking me that question. One of the goals, one of our goals is to do some targeted recruiting in areas like Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, the Wausau area, so that we can specifically target minority communities in those areas to seek interest for those that are looking to get into law enforcement.
So how do you get a plan for that? Like, what are some short and long-term goals?
Well, one of the biggest challenges for facing law enforcement is it does involve recruitment, identifying a diverse pool of men and women. And again, we're always working to find potential officers, people who feel strongly about serving and protecting the public and giving back to their state and their nation.
How do you envision State Patrol benefiting from more diversity in your ranks, from more trooper diversity?
Well, reflectively, we would like to see our department, our agency, as many law enforcements across the country, would like to see a workforce of men and women that reflect the state itself, that they the community that they serve in. And that's one of the goals is our targeted recruiting efforts will hopefully achieve.
So you have seen challenges in recruiting women up to this point. What are those challenges in recruiting more women to the job?
I think most of it is the lack of interest in it, and it goes back to finding that particular individual who has a strong desire to serve. And law enforcement is a calling, and it is not for everyone. So it takes a special person who's willing to make that type of a sacrifice. I know that many women look at law enforcement as a male-dominant profession, but there are many women, and there are many women that are out there leading departments across this great nation and some in this state. So there are opportunities there for many people, especially women, to get into law enforcement, and I think no time is better than right now.
You mentioned it being a male-dominated field. What are the common questions or concerns that your female applicants have when you are looking at recruitment and trying to bring them on with the State Patrol?
Well, I think it's a common question, and it's not necessarily specific from the women themselves, but it's one of the three things. We look at the ability physically, mentally, and educationally. So as far as the education requirement goes, 60 college credits is what is required to be in law enforcement here in the state of Wisconsin. However, the State Patrol will, during our recruitment efforts to attract more women and men, specifically, we waive that 60 college credits for up to 5 years. So you can still join the patrol, and then you have up to 5 years to obtain your 60 college credits. The next thing is the physical. Can they do it? We encourage men and women to come in some sort of physical shape, because the profession itself, law enforcement, can be demanding. Because of what you're required to do and some of the things that you may encounter, you're going to have some physical capabilities. So that is something that we encourage men and women to become when they want to get into law enforcement, whether it be a state trooper, a deputy sheriff, or a police officer. You want to come in some form of shape. So we encourage that physical wellness and physical fitness component coming in, but you are going to go through some some physical training while you're at the academy. There's a lot of running, sit-ups, push-ups. So those things will certainly get you whipped into shape.
What about the mental aspect that you mentioned? What there?
I think that's a combination of both the physical as well as the educational component, but then also the demands of what the job entails, what we encounter on a day-to-day basis. We're not just out there making traffic stops and stopping and writing tickets. We're also assisting at crash scenes. We're responding to active shooter type events and those type of dangers that are there. And we want individuals, I guess, again, mentally capable, mentally challenged, that are strong-willed and have the capacity and the ability to respond and do their job professionally. We encourage that, and that's part of our values. We've got 7 values that we instill and we try to drive home to all of our cadets when they come through the academy, as well as our workforce, our men and women that are on the patrol now.
Talking with Tony Burrell, he's superintendent of Wisconsin State Patrol. You can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. What challenges do you see driving on our highways? Are state troopers helping in areas in your community? Are you interested in becoming a state trooper? What attracts you to this line of work? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Kelly now, joining us from Keewaskum. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, good morning. So my daughter, this past summer, she was in 5th grade going into 6th grade, and during the month of June in Keewaskum, they have a really cool summer school program, which is a lot of electives. And one of the electives she chose was Police Academy, along with a lot of her girlfriends and other boys in the class as well. For a whole month, they got to learn all about the insides of what it is to be a police officer. They got to participate in a takedown, they watched videos, they went to the courthouse, to the police station, they got to see the inside of a prison or of a jail cell. They, really learned what it is to be a police officer, and I think through that program could see for themselves some opportunities that they wouldn't have seen before. So I think that's a great way to introduce youth to it, and especially girls.
Kelly, what was your daughter's impression after that summer experience?
You know, she loved it. She really considered, like, is this for me? And I think saw it as a possibility. I think she doesn't feel like it's something she personally wants to pursue, but it's as much for me as it is for the boy that I was sitting next to. So I think that was, a shift in perspective.
Yeah. Kelly, thanks so much for bringing that. Superintendent Burrell, what about the exposure of youth to law enforcement and the different avenues?
Your last caller was spot on with her observations. That is something that law enforcement is doing now. They're shifting a lot of their recruiting efforts to much younger men and women, young women and young men through the high school area. They're targeting those individuals just to get them exposed, as she mentioned, to get them exposed to what law enforcement is about. And if I can just piggyback, one of the things that we offer, very similar to what she experienced with her daughter, is we do offer a ride-along program so that an individual who has an interest can reach out to one of our individual posts, contact there and ask to do a ride along, and we can certainly accommodate them for doing a ride along, and that, again, it gives them an opportunity to sit with a trooper or a motor carrier inspector and see what they do on a day-to-day basis and have an opportunity to somewhat get exposed to the things that they do and ask questions and learn a little bit. And then if there is interest, we also do an internship program, and that's done through some of the local tech colleges where an individual is selected. They go through a process with us, and they're actually earning credits through their school But they're actually working at one of our facilities, one of our posts, and they're learning some of the administrative, and as well as working with a trooper or an inspector, getting a full gamut of all of those things that we do.
Let's look a little bit back at the history. The name Phil Clark may not be something we know. Phil Clark became Wisconsin's first African-American trooper in 1962. Could you step back for us and explain how we have seen or not seen diversity in our troops, in our state troopers, and what this means for having racial and ethnic minorities in the ranks of State Patrol?
Well, I think it's important. Again, it goes back to that comment that I mentioned before regarding the makeup of the state or the communities in which we work and live. And Phil Clark, Mr. Clark was obviously the first African-American, and I knew Mr. Clark very well. And he opened the door for a lot of the minorities, such as myself, in giving us opportunities that we probably at that time wouldn't have never been able to have. And he made it possible not only just by being a pioneer and paving the way, but he also reached back into the community. What he did was he made it a mission to go back into the community and encourage young men and young women, Black, Hispanic, to get involved in law enforcement. And that's turned into some really great things. We've got a number of men and women that are on the patrol that have been able to do the exact same thing, which is to reach back into the community. And that's one of the things that helps us to increase our diversity in our workforce across the state.
Checking in on the Wisconsin State Patrol with the Superintendent, Tony Burrell. We're reflecting on the work of troopers, how it's evolved over his nearly 30-year career in the ranks. Your questions at 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a moment here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking with the superintendent of the Wisconsin State Patrol, Tony Burrell, here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're looking at the work of state troopers, the challenges in recruitment, and how the work has evolved over the decades. Have you worked in a law enforcement career? What are some of the benefits and challenges that you've seen? Are you interested in becoming a state trooper? What attracts you to this line of work? Join in at 800-642-1234. And Superintendent Tony Burrell stays with us to the top of the hour. Let's bring another call in. Let's go to Melissa joining us from Hazelhurst. Hi, Melissa.
Hi there.
What's your question?
I have a son who is actually going to criminal justice school right now at a local technical college, and he does have a color deficiency. He cannot pass the Ishmar booklet test, and I was wondering what requirements there are, what problems he might encounter having a color deficiency. He's able to identify any color you ask him, but when it comes to the booklets, he's not able to do those.
Melissa, thanks so much for the question on vision, Superintendent.
Well, on the vision aspect of things, we do a vision test, but you're not required to have a color. As you mentioned, the deficiencies as he's identified, if it's simply the fact that his eyesight is defective or deficient, absent of the color, it's no different than going into the DMV and getting your eyes checked there, or going to a regular doctor, an optometrist, to get your eyes checked. That's the type of test that we're looking at. We don't look at that in depth as far as the deficiencies in color, as long as he's able to see, and if he's going to have his eyes corrected to some, you know, to 20/20 vision, that's possible as well.
Melissa, thanks so much for the call. Let's bring in Tom now, joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, a lot of the streets, there are a lot of streets, busy highways that run through Milwaukee that are actually designated as state highways. And the city of Milwaukee Police Department, you know, has staffing issues. And I know that you made a statement that you don't want to be looked at as just, you know, troopers that issue citations, but the fact is that traffic control is an issue. It is needed to help protect the public. And my question is the Wisconsin troopers able to do anything a little bit more to help traffic enforcement, specifically with speeding during rush hours, like right now?
Thank you so much for
National Avenue with State Highway 18. The cars are flying. There's no traffic enforcement at all. And I'm just saying, and I think that that's a good opportunity to have a presence of sheriffs in the neighborhoods where normally I wouldn't encounter them.
Superintendent Burrell, what is the situation there as cars are flying down right now in rush hour in Milwaukee?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I appreciate Tom for making that comment. The State Patrol, we're a data-driven agency, as many law enforcement have shifted their emphasis to maximize their abilities to have resources in the right areas. And we analyze the data, crashes and citations, to identify hotspots and driver behavior that are contributing to some crashes that occur. And as Tom alluded to the speeding, we've partnered up with Milwaukee Police Department and the Milwaukee Sheriff's Department. And we're in our second year of an initiative that's aimed at reducing reckless driving in the Milwaukee area. So we are working with our partner agencies around the state and specifically here in the Milwaukee area to address some of those areas based on some of the data that we have.
Well, let's take another call. Ryan in Thorpe. Hi, Ryan. Are you there, Ryan? Ryan is not with us, but would like to know if someone is driving on the highway or an interstate and a trooper pulls them over, do they legally have a right to see if there is a safe place to pull over? What is the safe place to pull over?
Well, that's a tough question, in that the law does require that they yield to the emergency vehicle to the right when they're being pulled over. I guess that I would need a little more detailed information.
Sure.
But what I can say about it is if you have law enforcement officer behind you and they're pulling you over, if it's not safe at the point in time that they've activated their lights and siren, certainly you would pull over to the most safest and most convenient location that you can within proximity of where they're initiating the stop. I wouldn't encourage anyone to drive, an additional mile or two, unless it's in an unsafe area like a construction zone. It's certainly not safe to stop in a construction zone, and our officers understand that. Certainly, upon approach, and they identify themselves, talk to you, ask the questions. You can explain yourself at that point in time as to the reason why you didn't immediately pull over, because you didn't feel it was safe due to the conditions of the area that you were in. So most officers, many of them, are reasonable and understanding of that sort of thing. So and we appreciate it, certainly, because our focus is not to put you in any danger, the public in any danger, and certainly our officers don't want to put themselves in any harm way. When they're making a traffic stop, they want it to be as safe as possible for yourself and them, so that at the end of that stop, you're on your way and our officers are back on their job doing their thing.
Talking with Superintendent of the Wisconsin State Patrol, Tony Burrell. He was appointed by Governor Evers in January. Still time for your questions, 800-642-1234. Superintendent, how has the technology available to command staff or to troopers, how has that changed since you started in the early 90s?
Well, it has changed immensely, and I will say that through the technology and innovation of technology, it's made our jobs a little easier, a little easier and more efficient in that when I came on, as far as citations and crash reports, that was all done by hand. So you were handwriting tickets, you were handwriting the crash reports, and through the evolution of technology, laptops that we've got now in our cruisers, we're able to do all of those things electronically and obviously more efficiently and much quicker, so that the individuals that we come in contact isn't delayed much longer than necessary. So the evolution of that, as far as that technology, you've got other things like scanners that we're using for crime scenes and also for crash scene investigations that we're using those things. So it's made our job immensely faster and more efficient.
What about police body cameras? Are troopers equipped with them?
We are not equipped, and there are some agencies that are equipped with them. But currently, we are not equipped with body cams at this time. But body cameras are some of the things that agencies around the country and around the state are looking at more and more. There are some pros and cons to having those type of devices. But my thought is if there is cameras out there, they can help. We do have video dash cams in our cars right now. All of our troopers and inspectors have dash cams in their cars, and they also have audio recording mics on their bodies.
Have the driving habits of Wisconsin drivers, have they changed much over your 30 years in as a trooper?
There's some positive trends I'd like to, you know, as far as saying that we've got a seatbelt usage has finally surpassed 90%. Wisconsin traffic fatalities are down about 8% compared to last year. But there are some concerns we do have. And as Tom had mentioned before, with speeding, reckless driving behavior, including speeding and distracted driving, has become prevalent, you know, as well as, you know, in particular with the advent of cell phones. That has created a huge problem for driving and operating under the influence of legal and or illegal drugs and medication is been a problem for us. And, you know, those things are the challenges that we face over the years. And so we're just trying to, you know, do our level best in educating the motoring public to do the right thing when they're operating a vehicle, put the distractions down, maintain focus on the road and the surroundings and what's going on around them. That will minimize any of the issues and challenges that we see.
Superintendent Burrell, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Tony Burrell is superintendent of the Wisconsin State Patrol, and he was appointed by Governor Tony Evers earlier this year. Just ahead, we talked to a historical novelist about the early days of Wall Street and how it connects today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us here on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.